Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Centerville High School about the relationship between a teenager, his mother, and his soon-to-be stepfather. Here's Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt.
Blended families are very common today, but it takes work for a new parent to make a connection with a stepchild. It's a journey filled with potholes and stumbling blocks.
My name is Owen Fitz. I play varsity baseball at Centerville High School. My story is about living in a house with a step-parent and the challenges that come with it. It all started when I turned 13 years old. First, my parents get divorced, now another man in my life. My head couldn't take all this. He came up to the front door and introduced himself. "Hey there, I'm Jake." I was nice and said hey back. He visited every now and then, and we would go out and get dinner. About a year went by, and I was given the news from my mom that Jake, my mom's boyfriend, was going to move into our home. The house that I grew up in was now going to have another man in it that wasn't my biological father. I was no longer the man of the house. I hated it. Anything he did wasn't good enough. We would always argue about the silliest things and start these fights. I would always try to find something wrong with him and tell my mom just to get him in trouble. One night, there was a thunderstorm coming, and my mom is scared of thunderstorms. I was down in my basement, and I had been texting my friend and had texted some horrible things about my mom and stepfather. My mom had noticed that I was not acting like myself and had asked to read my texts. My mom started crying, and I felt awful.
What was going through your mind when you heard what I had said about you?
What went through my mind was, I love your mom, and you sent those text messages. It stabbed me in the heart, and it hurt me.
I spoke with Jake down in the basement where my mom had read the text messages.
If you thought about me that way, then how was your mother thinking about me? And how would that damage our relationship? I had really had to concentrate on how do I build a better relationship with Owen? How does he look at me differently than somebody trying to take somebody away from him, but instead add more sustenance to the relationship that he has with his mom and with this new person coming into his life?
You and I started getting into it, like we started arguing. Did you expect this?
I knew there's always going to be conflict, but what I did understand was that I was taking away time that you and your mom would spend together.
My stepfather and I started connecting more and more. I started to get to know him after hearing about his life. He started asking me to tag along with him, teaching me how to do chores around the house. I remember one time he asked me to go fishing. It made me feel welcomed, loved, and wanted. We started to watch sports together. Every Sunday, we would get together as a family and watch the Cowboys play.
How have things improved since I've sent those text messages?
We've bonded. We fact-check each other all the time before we say anything. We listen to each other. And I absolutely, genuinely care about what you think and what you say. I think you care about what happens to me in life, and I definitely care about what happens to you in life. And I think that has bonded us and has brought our blended families together. I look up to Owen. You know, he's a huge part of making me better as a man.
I did the story just because of how relative it is in today's times. Being able to, like, overcome my, honestly, hatred for this man. He's, like, one of my best friends now. He's a great role model for me. So I definitely grew during this story, just realizing the love for my parents and for Jake, my stepdad, too. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Owen Fitz at Centerville High School.
That was Living with a Step-Parent, written and produced by Owen Fitz. He's a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Owen's stepdad, Jake Atkinson, and Trisha Raypock, broadcasting teacher at Centerville. To hear more Youth Radio stories, visit WYSO.org or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Manager Basim Blunt.